Weekend Breakfast on 702.
For the curious.
So we spoke yesterday about trimming your abs and firming up your buns during the 21-day lockdown with some home exercises. And a lot of you may well be trying to access home exercise apps on your phone. Shanita Kamalo, fitness influencer, joining us now. Thank you for giving us your time on Weekend Breakfast, Shanita. And I suppose that's a... that's the knee-jerk reaction for a lot of people. They may not have done any exercise up until the beginning of the lockdown, but some people deciding that now's the time to get back into shape.
Hello, how are you?
Well, so far so good. It's only day three. And what about you?
I'm fantastic, thank you. Yes, look, as you just mentioned now, because of the lockdown, people are not able to go to gym and exercise there as per usual. And they had to resort to exercising at home, something which a lot of people seem to not be comfortable with. They came here because they just don't know what to do. They get so bored. But there are tons of apps that you can actually download out there to help you to basically keep that insane during the next 21 days.
So, Shanita, what are the apps that you would suggest people look at downloading? Because there's a double-edged sword to this, right? Because you may not be used to doing things like yoga or tai chi or even excessive ab exercises, and you download an app and perhaps the level that they expect you to be is not where you're at, and it turns out being an absolute nightmare.
True. So there are a few exercises which I can recommend, and most of them actually have exercises which range from like entry level fitness to intermediate to like really, really experienced fitness people, so there's actually a great variety of that, and some of them are for free, some of them you have to pay, so depending on who you are or how well you want to invest in this, it all depends on you. So the one of the first ones that are really free, accessible home workouts for about like 20 to 30 minutes is the NCC app, which is a Nike training club, and like I said, those are for free, and but unlimited ones, and really sculpt all the way from upper body to arms to abs to glutes to lower leg body to head to full body range of different exercises. And of course, you've got Strava. Strava is basically for runners, but if you do live in a complex and you're able to run within the confines of the complex, you can absolutely use that. And there is also My Fitness Pal. Mind you, Strava is for free. My Fitness Pal is also for free. And what I love about it is that not only does it focus on exercise, it also focuses on your diet. It has a diet tracker, calorie counter, and exercise monitor and motivator. So that is very, very cool. And a few of them which are really amazing as well, which are paid ones, unfortunately. The Pure Bar on Demand. You pay about $459 per month for it. And this is really an exercise app which has a range of exercises which are catered to low impact and high intensity workouts, and has a range of programs. And another one is also absolutely love, is called Feather, and that is the perfect workout for people who hate exercising and don't have a toe body. Basically, 7 4 5 you to do tough quick exercises within 7 minutes daily using any equipment. This is just my few favorites I have.
So, Shanita, I'm going to hand you back to Kapano there. There seems to be a little bit of a wonky line going on there. We'll see whether or not we can reconnect you here. We're talking to Shanita Kamalo, fitness influencer, about the various apps that you may want to download to try and keep in shape during the lockdown. Definitely want to ask her about Seven, high blast workouts in 7 minutes. I want to find out how that one works there, and also about how you scale up your ability to do these things, right? Because my greatest fear is people not being used to exercising full stop and being bored out of their skulls during the lockdown and wanting to enter a fitness regime. And in doing so, injure themselves and need to be trundled off to the hospital or doctor to try and get some cortisone injections or muscle relaxants. Who knows? Some things to try and keep you smiling during the lockdown. I wonder how long it'll be before South Africa at a specific time during the day decides to applaud wherever you are in the country, be it in your backyard, be it if you're an essential worker driving around somewhere. because it's a trend that started, I think, initially in Italy, where doctors, nurses, and other healthcare workers have been on the front line of the fight against the coronavirus, and they've been applauded by their fellow citizens in those specific countries. I know that in Spain, at about 7 o'clock in the evening, 6 or 7 in the evening, they actually sit in their balconies and bang pots and pans and applaud and make a lot of noise for really who are going to be the heroes of the coronavirus pandemic. Let's go back to Juanita and see if she's a little bit clearer there. Juanita, are you with us?
Hello, am I with you now?
Fantastic, fantastic. Good one. So I wanted to talk to you about Seven, the high blast workouts in 7 minutes. How exactly does that work, especially if, like me, I'm not a fitness junkie and I'm just starting to get back into my fitness regime during lockdown?
So the beauty about Seven, like I said, is that if you don't like exercising, that's like a perfect exercise app for you. And like I said, perfect is a perfect workout for people who hate exercising. So it forces you to do tough exercising, quick ones with barely any equipment. And think about exercises such as, you know, lunges, wall sits, which are using basically your chair and so forth. And it's easy to take the exercise literally anyway. And the very least you can do, you know, is to serve a quick workout between longer sessions. So the beauty about Seven, like I said, is that that's where it's made for people that don't like exercising, they don't have much equipment. It can really do it from literally anywhere, and it's a great jump start into your fitness routine if you're not used to having a routine or something like that. And it uses body weight exercise, like I said, such as using your lunges, such as squatting, such as doing burpees, high jumps, knee jumps. So it's really a very, very high active workout. But like I said, if you're not used to it, rather start slow, but it's a high impact short exercise
up
and provide for those kind of people.
A lot of the time people get through their exercises because they know that they have an exercise buddy, a gym friend, yes, or something like that. And unfortunately, with the self-isolation that we are on during this lockdown, it's not possible by any stretch of the imagination. Are there apps, though, that can pair me up with someone else and we can monitor our progress doing our home exercises?
That is absolutely true. And what you call that basically is an accountability buddy, because most people, like, could either train together or you train in group classes, and that's what you can do. There is an app right now that allows you to do that, but majority don't have the virtual aspect of it. And the virtual part of it is really what you actually need right now. And what I've done, for example, was to kind of combat that, to help some to keep me accountable, is that I've gone live during my workout. So what I normally do is that I invite a couple of people and we say 7 o'clock we are training, and what we do is that we go live on our Instagram or Facebook, whatever platform, and we exercise together to hold each other accountable and to kind of like just give each other energy, and we to just motivate each other to kind of like keep going. So far, right now, I haven't identified one which has the apps to do that for you at the present moment, but there is one where you can just go live. There's certain apps like the Nike Running Club, where basically it gives you a scoreboard. So you can basically see, which also is available on Strava, where you go running, kind of like logging your run, and your friends in the community, your friends can actually see that, oh, hey, we need to go running today. This was her record. This is how fast she went. This is how long her run was. So basically, those kind of apps give the light to share that kind of information. Even things such as your Fitbit, which is a smartwatch, they have a community where you can log in your workouts, and basically everyone's able to see it. There's a ranking system that shows you that, you know what, amongst your friends, you ranked, 10th place this week or 5th place this week against your workout target. So those are just a few of the things, few of the apps which can have that, such as your Strava, I mentioned Strava. And I also mentioned that after smell just slipped my mind. But yeah, my fitness pal has that as well. And as well as Fitbit has that as well. Yes. So basically, you can basically rank each other and see how we are performing within our workouts and how many times you've worked out. Discovery also has the Vitality app. It shows you, okay, cool, you have 5 exercises for the week, how many you've done, and it actually shows your friends and how far they've also reached the target if they're going to train today and how long they trained for and what they did. So those are kind of like virtual apps which help you to hold each other accountable to your exercise routines.
Juanita Kamala, we'll have to leave it at that. Fitness influencer. I hope that a lot of these apps are going to have the progressive view on things in terms of making a lot of their content freely available. I know that there's a yoga app, Down Dog, that has made all of their tutorials and their classes free until May the 1st, alongside other literary apps like Audible. We were speaking about that on the show yesterday.